You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has been published showing that senior citizens in Aotearoa were experiencing record levels of loneliness and isolation. The study, called the Breaking Barriers Study, was commissioned by Age Concern Auckland, a charity dedicated to improving outcomes for Aotearoa's elderly population, and it found that 59% of Kiwis aged 65 and onwards had recently felt lonely or socially isolated. The study calls for an increase in holistic solutions to address loneliness amongst seniors, as well as establishing a Minister of Loneliness in the government, a move that has been adopted in the United Kingdom and Japan. I spoke to Kevin Lamb, the Chief Executive Officer of Age Concern Auckland, to discuss the study and why older New Zealanders are experiencing increased levels of loneliness.
Can you give us a rundown on the Breaking Barriers study that was commissioned by Age Concern?
No, absolutely. I mean, we undertook this study because we were very aware that loneliness and isolation amongst older people was a serious issue that causes some really, really serious and detrimental health impacts. So we wanted to do a study to understand what the real picture looked like. And so we undertook this to do it both in Auckland and in the Bay of Plenty to make sure we had a bit of a cross-section of areas from urban, from suburban, from rural parts of the country. And we also wanted to talk to a large number of people who were a good cross-section of older people. So we spoke to around 108 individuals across those areas to find out exactly what was happening in terms of their lives. Were they lonely? Were they isolated? And if so, what were the things that were causing them to be like that?
So why are seniors in Aotearoa experiencing loneliness?
I think there's a number of factors. I mean, I think firstly, we've seen there's been a real shift in sort of the whole basic nature of how society is connected together. And if you imagine in New Zealand, there were so many people traveling overseas for work, for et cetera. But often what we forget is they're leaving older relatives behind. And what happens is these older people are living in New Zealand, staying in New Zealand, but their families may be overseas. But it's also things such as when we all get a bit older, we have health issues which perhaps stop us getting out quite as much. We start to lose some of our social connections. We might have been in a loving marriage for 30, 40 years, and then suddenly the passing of our partner, and we find ourselves terribly alone. All these things together combine with other things to really create a picture where we're seeing 30%, so almost a third of all older people in New Zealand today, who are experiencing loneliness most or all of the time. So this is not sort of being a bit sort of blue on a cold, wet July afternoon. This is living with levels of loneliness and isolation day in, day out, week in, week out, and at levels which are really detrimental to our health and indeed can even shorten our lifespan.
Are aged care facilities in New Zealand addressing the problem of loneliness among seniors, and are they equipped enough to deal with it?
It's a patchwork. There are some excellent aged care facilities, and there are some less good. But on the whole, I think it's something we don't take seriously enough. So we know from our study, for example, that you can be lonely and isolated living in your own home. You can be lonely and isolated living in social housing, where you're all probably twice as likely to be lonely as if you're in your own home. And these are environments where we have people who are brought together to live in close proximity to other people, and yet chronic loneliness exists in those environments. And perhaps most surprising from the report we did was that you can be in, for example, in a retirement village where you are sold this ill of it being the perfect environment where you're going to live a wonderful, happy, utopian lifestyle, but you can still be chronically isolated and lonely in that kind of environment. So the honest answer to that one is no, we're not doing enough. And we're really not catering for loneliness and isolation as a key issue. We focus on health, we focus on financial well-being, but we don't think too enough about loneliness and isolation.
Has social media access and digital communication tools played a role in mitigating loneliness?
Well, this was a really interesting one because this was the first time we commissioned a study that looked at social media use and its impact on loneliness. And the surprising findings were we found that, firstly, there's an assumption out there that older people aren't particularly active online. Well, in our study, around three-quarters, 75% of all the people we spoke to were active online and indeed had access through social media to the outside world, as it were. But what we discovered was particularly in the younger old bracket, so people who are perhaps 65 to 75, who were actively users of social media, they were more likely to be lonely than those slightly older who perhaps weren't using social media. And the real factor there was, if you provide the means and the access to connect to the outside world, but you have no one or nothing to connect to, all you're doing is creating a window on a world that you're not involved with and you're not participating in. And that exacerbates the feelings of loneliness and isolation. So certainly social media, online connectivity has a role to play. But we actually do need to think about, what are people connecting into? It's not just simply a case of, if you've got a device that can connect to the internet, you're all sorted. You've got to have somewhere to connect into, otherwise it can make it worse for you.
Can you tell us about how senior Māori living in rural areas are particularly affected by loneliness?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we discovered was that Māori living in rural areas found a whole variety of reasons would find themselves lonely and isolated. And some of those reasons were financial issues, that were simply that the money was tight to be able to get out and get about. There was little to do, so there was simply less activities to engage in with if you're in a rural environment. And I think one of the more fascinating things for us was also a lot of the kuia who we spoke to would be saying that they were living in a busy intergenerational home, but they were day in, day out looking after the makapuna. They were sitting there, but they weren't really participating in anything in their own sense. They were just existing to do a very important job, but it lacked that sort of sense of independence and participating in community life. So that caused them to feel lonely. And I think this was across a lot of different groups, was that the reality that you can be in a busy family home and still be lonely if you're simply not engaged with or you're not participating with things in the way that makes you feel valued.
The study calls for a Minister of Loneliness to be established here in New Zealand. Could you tell us about how this could address the issue and how this approach has worked in countries such as the UK and Japan?
Yeah, I think the key thing for us is what we really want to see is we want to see government put the issue of loneliness and isolation amongst our older people front and center of government thinking. Now, one solution to that would be a Minister for Loneliness who actually focuses on this issue. And as you mentioned there, in the UK and Japan, they have this role. And what that does is it gives a sense of focal point to really ensure that the resources are there, that when planning issues are put through, that they are focusing on loneliness and isolation. But in the New Zealand terms, yes, we think it needs to have some focal point now, whether or not that's a Minister for Loneliness, whether or not that's simply giving existing ministerial portfolios the power and the accountability to deal with these issues. It can work either way, but certainly what it needs desperately is for government to put this issue front and center of their thinking.
And aside from government involvement, how can we address loneliness amongst the older member of our families as individuals?
Well, I mean, this is a real key point. And we have to accept that loneliness and isolation across New Zealand, it's not government's fault. They have a role to help solve it, but it's all of our fault. And the reason I say that is we all have older relatives, we all have older neighbours, we all have that older person we know in our street and in our community. And each and every one of us can play an important part. All we need to do is ensure we reach out. We make sure we go and see our older relatives. We call around to our older neighbours. We check in on them. We have a conversation with them. We see if they need any help to get to an activity or an event. We see if there's anything they're wanting for. We just make them feel as if they are part of the community, they're part of the whānau, part of the family. All of us can make a huge difference. If each and every person in New Zealand today said, between now and the end of the year, I'm going to make sure I connect in with some of the other people in my lives, whether relatives or neighbours, we will go a huge way to mitigating some of those detrimental impacts of loneliness and isolation. So we all have an important role to play.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. That's about everything from me. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's great. I think, look, thank you for this sort of shining light on this issue, because we think it's a really important one, because over the course of the next 10, 15 years, we're going to see the number of older people in New Zealand double. So we're going to have around a quarter, almost a third of our entire population over the age of 65 in another 15 years. So if we don't deal with these issues today, they're simply going to get much worse tomorrow. So we need to make some steps in the right direction now, otherwise it's going to be too late.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.